to your girls K-Drama Podcast with your pals, your good pals, Maddie and Christina.
Hey guys.
We'll be here for you.
Yes, we will. We always
will.
When
the rain starts to pour. Mm-hmm. Why do these songs just come to my brain when we start recording?
You know what? You always. Always,
I'll
Mads.
I'll be there for you. I just love our listeners,
all
don't you?
My life.
Christina. Oh. I'm trying to say something touching.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
My life.
I mean, you did break out in song.
Yours.
You did break out in song. So I was just trying to
Healer
keep up with
changed
you.
My life.
You know, I know. Oh, I'm on episode 15 now.
What part?
No, like I just finished, I think, episode 14.
Does she go to his man cave?
Not yet. Am I on the wrong episode? Did I? Okay.
Oh, you would know. You would know. And
so then maybe I'm not there
right
yet.
No.
Okay.
Once she goes to his man cave,
for the first time. Okay.
You'll
I
be
just
like,
got to the part yeah. where, she was talking to her real mom on the phone, and he Sumbe gave her the contact information. That's where I ended.
Y'all, you're in for a freaking treat. This is phenomenal. I can't wait for you.
I know. I can't wait to review it. I'm going to finish it before we record next week.
Okay, great. And healer talk over. Hi, guys. This is not a healer episode. This is for Slumpity Dockity Dockity, Dr. Slumpy Dump.
Yeah, Slumpy Dump.
Dr. Slump.
We shouldn't call it Slumpy Dump because
no,
we loved this drama.
It's a great show. We just called it that in Arthur too. We're here to review Dr. Slump. A full review for this entire freaking show.
I'm just really proud of you. I really want to tell you because I knew you maybe didn't want to finish it. So I wish I could hug you because a week
Thank
ago
you.
We were together in the same room.
We were, and you were like, do you want to finish Dr. Slump? I'm like, nope.
You honestly, and then we watched It's Okay to Not Be Okay, the first episode, and that's
Which
where it started.
It's also but changing my life. So
it's,
I'm on episode
so
13
good.
Of that.
I can't wait to
it's
review that with you.
So
I cannot wait. It's
so good.
I can't. I wanted to ask you after this. I have to ask you where you are because
oh
there's
my gosh.
This pivotal scene and you will freak out.
You know, okay. So anyways, obviously we're watching a lot of good dramas, but we did just finish Dr. Slump. It was great. We loved the show. But Christina, can you give a little, can you pitch our socials? Let's make it interesting so people don't skip through. Don't skip through this. Go, Christina.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone.
Christina.
Hi. We are on Instagram. And you told me to pitch the socials. I'm doing it.
I'm trying to make it interesting so people don't skip through.
Okay. And it is your girl. You know what? I don't actually know the new handle.
She
so
doesn't
you
know.
Should.
Okay.
Okay, but do.
Repeat after me, students.
Okay, well. Okay.
At. Ya girl.
Ya girl.
Underscore. K-drama pod.
You heard it here first, folks.
All right, pitch everything else, Christina. Go.
And then you can give us a 5-star review on Spotify. You can follow us on Spotify.
Tay bar, please.
You know I
Flawlify,
should be.
Please you follow know us on Flawlify.
Here's the thing. Stop. I should be. Your advertisement junkie, like that. I'm doing great right now.
Last week we lost a recording, which if you listened to our episode last week, you heard that we lost a recording. In that lost recording, I said to Christina, hey, do you want to pitch our stuff? She goes, yeah, we talk about Jungkook. I said, that's not the pitch. That's not the pitch. Like, I'm so confused.
It was great. And I just love that
recording.
I didn't even bring him up. And we're only 4 minutes in. You brought him up. I am so proud of you.
Can we have a moment of silence for the lost recording we had last week? I just feel I feel.
Five seconds. Ready?
Okay, ready? Go. Thank you for that, everybody. I just needed that. That was, lost a recording, it just feels like I lost a real part of me.
But did you ever try to change my voice?
No, it's too gone. It's far gone.
Okay,
it's
is it still there? Gone. Maybe I could. Maybe we can figure something out because I totally okay, forgot you know, about.
We'll just and post. Well, I already posted the episode. It was going to be four. So
was it for Queen you know of what? Tears? Was that for Queen
yes,
of
ma'am.
Tears?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, okay. ma'am. You know, let's get into Dr. Slumpity Dump. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to review the show. The first thing that needs to be said about Dr. Slump. A, we loved this show. This show is really good. It really is. Like, is it going to go in my top, the coveted top 15 or whatever? No. No. It's not going to make it there.
No.
But it's going solidly in my, this was a good drama category.
What and would you recommend it? Yes.
I would recommend it. Yes, I would. Definitely. It's a good drama.
And I know we're doing this backwards, but if you could rate it out of 5, what would be your score?
If I'm rating it like on the realm of this was a slice of life and blah, 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 and like that realm, I feel like it was a really solid slice of life, maybe like a 3.9 or a 4. I don't want to give it super high because I have to reserve the top for the tops, but like a high 3 maybe.
Okay. I gave it a 4.5, 4-ish in that.
Okay, yeah.
Because I really did love the themes and things that were so talked good. About. And I know at the end, and we agreed on this, that the end, they dragged out the end and it didn't need to be that long. It could have been 14 or 13 episodes because the plot was done at that time. And then there was just extra fluff at the end. And some people actually really enjoyed it, which is great.
Yeah, but it was good fluff.
Yes. But it was so funny because we usually argue that there's too much plot. And in this show, there was not enough plot. In some
not
cases.
Enough. Not enough at all. There was actually very minimal plot. There was a lot of themes in this show. Really good themes. And then the characters were built around what they were learning in life. And then I even felt like with Kyungmin, we'll talk about Kyungmin, but like he was almost like a plot stretch where it's like, what plot can we throw in? Let's throw in Kyungmin. And I was like, who are you? Like, who is this friend who was her boyfriend, who was a childhood friend, who was a tutor, who poisoned him? Like, I was like, what? But I think they were stretching for plot because they just didn't have a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the one complaint I really have is that it was just too long. Like, by the end, I felt like Dr. Slump was a slump. I was in a slump, and I had to get through the slump to finish this show.
I know.
Which
and I'm so
was
proud
a bummer
of you.
Thank you. I did watch the last episode on like 1.5 speed, but it's fine.
It's fine. You're good. I forgive you.
Except for the proposal. That was really cute. So that if it was, I think they were trying to fit into the 16 episode K-drama mold, which kind of needs to be abolished, I think, because don't draw it out if it doesn't need to be there, you know? But other than that, when I think through like episodes 1 through 13 or whatever, it was a very good drama. And the plot, the whatever plot we had was gripping. The characters were great. I loved them. It was good. So
good. It was so good. Yeah. And just the ending, we're like, okay, it could have been. And we watched, didn't we watch episode 14 together at my house?
And it felt and like a finale.
That's when, remember when I was like, wait, hold up. And I paused it because I thought we accidentally may have watched episode 16.
It was 100% a finale episode. They were wrapping everything up. And I was like, what are they going to do for 2 more episodes? Well, it turned out they didn't do much. Like, nothing really happened in the last 2 episodes. Other than apparently Uncle has a girlfriend that we all thought was going to be Bada's girlfriend.
Okay.
She was so young looking.
I could not.
That was the most interesting thing by the end.
I know. I thought he was maybe in his 50s. Like, I didn't think anything of it. I just looked up his age. He's not even 40 yet. He's 39.
No frick.
He's born in 1984. So, I mean, he'll be 40 at one point this year. I know.
He looked so old. That's why they had that act. That's why they had that actress be his love interest at the last 10 minutes of the show.
I was like, it didn't make any sense because I thought it was for Bada.
I thought it was for Bada too, because you texted me. You're like, there's going to be something in the last 10 minutes and you're going to be like, what? And I was like waiting for it. And then she walked in. And I was like, Christina, what's weird about this? Bada just got a girlfriend. And I was like, that's not for Bada. Speaking of Bada, can we just for a minute? I love him. I'm whipped for Bada, which, okay, he needs to get a job. He did get a job, though. He's getting his life together.
Yes, yes.
I thought he was adorable.
You loved him from day one. You're like, Bada, Team Bada. And I'm like, okay, this guy does Bada. Nothing. He did Bada nothing. Choy. He, yeah. Yeah. No,
you know
you,
what he did, though?
You're like,
he loves Bada, his family.
He does.
He is a very loyal kid.
He is
loves
so
his family.
Loyal, and I get that.
He's so cute.
But in the beginning, I just really had a hard time with him having all these opinions and him bossing his sister around, yet he did nothing.
You're right. He was literally in pajamas.
He literally did nothing. And it was
that
like...
That was his character. He was like a comedic relief, you know. I think he was a whole mood, and...
You loved him. You were like, he was adorable. Bada.
Freaking Bada. And at the end, when he like freaking like got a job and had like money, I said, okay.
Yeah.
How
Did
old
you
is
see?
He? I feel like he's supposed to be like 18 years old. No, he's probably like 20. His character's probably like 23, probably, don't you think?
Yeah. And it 22. Was just funny because he kept saying like, oh, I'm always out with the ladies. And I'm like, what ladies when? Are you talking about? Like where and when? Because you're only at home.
With that face, though, you know what I'm saying? He just can't admit that he's buying
you
food
are
with his allowance.
For Bada. Yeah, you are whipped.
He has beautiful plushy lips.
Because I love how you said for your little, you said, hi, I'm Maddie on your thing. I said,
yeah, we always
Bada
name
got
ourselves
his...
when we.
Yeah, but I read, mine was too long and you can't read it.
You said, Bada got his life together.
Yeah, Bada got his life together the last 2 seconds of the show.
Oh, the last 2 seconds, that's what is. Your name is too long. We always name ourselves on this recording. I couldn't think of what to say. Well, you know, Bada did it. I'm really proud of him. He was great.
Okay. Okay, but like, maybe we should actually talk about the main characters, maybe, because this
let's
is,
do it.
You know.
Let's jump on that. Can we talk through, our main characters in a, like, on categories of, like, themes of the show? Because.
Great. Go ahead.
This show had, okay, just to say, this show had really good themes. Really
Why don't you
profound.
List them really quick?
I will. I wrote some down. And this actually hit really close to home because when I was in college, I personally worked through most of these struggles in my own life. And to watch these main characters work through them and the show like portray them really well and really realistically, I just was really appreciating that. So, huge themes, obviously, like mental health and thing, but it wasn't. What I really appreciate about it is, obviously, the male lead had like a traumatic experience, which led him to be depressed.
Mm.
In which, you know, depression like that, it's just life. You know, it's just life, and I think the show did a really good job of portraying that. But the female lead didn't have these traumatic things. She just was tired. She just went too long, too hard. And she even said that at one point. She was like, they're like, what happened? Why are you depressed? And she's like, a lot of things happen just over time. And that I resonated with that a lot in my life, because when I was in college and I went through a time of being depressed, I couldn't pinpoint one thing. It was just, I was just tired. It was a lot of things. A lot of things, and I didn't think I needed to slow down. And by the time it happened, I couldn't pinpoint what exactly was it. You know, I feel like that was our female lead. Our male lead was a little different. He had like a moment.
Yeah,
a traumatic, you know.
Like a traumatic experience for him. Yeah. And then everything, he was so successful and all the things. And then all of a sudden, everything just changed in a moment. And so that was also very traumatic for him. But with Hanul, our main lead, our female lead, she didn't really think anything throughout her life. This was all her of study, not thinking. Eating the instant coffee because she's like, I don't have time to go to the bathroom, kind of
crazy.
Thing. And and she just kept going and going and going. And we've soon realized that it wasn't her family's fault, because in the beginning of the show, we're like, what is her family making her do? And then
family seemed rough at the beginning. Yes.
Yeah. But then we finally realized like, no, this was all Hanul's doing. She was the one pressuring herself and like being numb and going through life without actually going through life. She was literally just doing anything. And then, right, she did it for high school, she did it for college, and then she did it for, you know, her work. And she was kind of like a doormat in some ways because she didn't really think about things and didn't really process anything. So then once she finally hit a breaking point of like, oh my gosh, like this is, I can't do this. Like
she just couldn't do it anymore.
She had like she did it like for like 20 years. Like that's a long time.
Yeah. And she just got to the point where she just couldn't do it. Whatever it is, she couldn't work that job. She couldn't be a doctor. And it's not, and I love how the show made a full circle towards like, she did it again. You know, it's not like her job had like this foundational issue. She just couldn't do it right then. She just needed a break. And I feel like that was a huge theme of the show is like, mental illness is normal. Like you get sick the way your body gets sick. Like that happens. And it's not the end of the world. Like you get better, you know, like she got better. And there was a quote at the very, very end. I will say I liked that I watched the end because I did like this. There's a few.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. No, but there was a scene, you know, her last counseling appointment. I actually cried. This was really good. So there's her last counseling appointment. And I love how the counselor said, like, you don't need to see me right now anymore. Like, we can be done. And they walked out to the waiting room and there was all these people taking their entry the questionnaires and they're at the beginning of their healing journey. Mm-hmm. And she's just kind of looking at them and she realizing I'm not there anymore. And the counselor said, I just thought this was a really, really great way to describe counseling, mental health, mental illness, all of it. He says, he's like, there's a lot of hurting people here, aren't there? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, just like we go to the library to read books and we go to the art gallery to look at paintings, everyone came here to get better. So they're going to get better. That's and so she, I just thought that was great. Like, it's not,
that gave me chills. That was really good.
It did me too. Cause one of my biggest struggles back, you know, 8 years ago, whatever, when I first started going to counseling and I first started taking some medication for my mental health, it felt like a monumental thing. And for him to explain it, like you go to the grocery store to buy groceries, you go to counseling to get better. Like it's life. You know, and she goes, what does being better mean? Does that mean that they're going to be happy? He said, no, they're going to accept their misfortunes and they're going to know that they can become miserable again. But that's OK, because if misfortune comes again, they're going to have the strength to endure them and they're going to believe that, which is giving me chills when I say it right now, because that's real. That's I feel like that's when you get past it.
Yeah. Keto's dad. Great job. Like, great job. You know,
he was great in this role, not a psycho in this show. No, but it was real. Yeah. That's so real. That's life right there. That's really good.
I really resonated with her, too, because I've had the same struggles, especially when I was becoming a teacher and there was just all this pressure, too. And so then, you know, with anxiety and all that and, you know, but I just loved how the show really there's this sometimes a stigma with taking medication and admitting that you have anxiety. I feel like now it's more open, but for a while there, and it is so hard to even admit it or even be vulnerable. And I feel like this show did such a great job of showing two different versions of what was going on, because hers was extreme in her way, but then you see what happened to Jungwoo, and he had like this traumatic situation happen and he went all the way to like ground zero kind of
ground
thing.
Zero, so see, in like a lot of physical ways too, losing his job and losing you know
everything. Yes. And so it's like, because he was so successful, he was a YouTube star, he had all, or
Neotube,
excuse me, I'm so sorry,
get it right,
and, you know, get it right.
Why do we find that so funny? I just find that so funny.
It's just so funny. And so I just, in that, and then I loved how you learn their two stories and they were both separated in the storytelling. And then it, like, they joined together and then they said, hey, let's just support each other. You have to take meds. I have to take, like, you know what?
Oh my gosh. And we're just when they took their meds together, like on a park bench, I said, yes, this is so
fighting,
good.
Like, this is great.
Well, and that goes back to another theme. A theme of the show is, like, you need people. We need, like, that's just, like, a theme of life.
Yes.
But they needed each other in not just their slump, but And that, I mean, I, one of my favorite quotes too was, it was like episode two, and this really, mm-hmm. I think, first drew me into the show. Cause they were, the two leads were like walking the street at night and they ran into each other. And the first thing on their, I think Hanul, well, like the first thing on her brain was like, let me get better as fast as possible. Like, this is just, it's just like a glitch in the system. I'll get back going, you know, whatever.
And she just doesn't have patience sometimes in that.
And he said, since you've hit rock bottom, just stay down. Let's take a break while we're at rock bottom. Like, let's take a break while we're
here.
And I was like, yes.
Like, Jung-Woo. Yes.
Like, whoever wrote this show has lived this, like, has gone through a slump. You know, everyone in life has, but, you know, like, it was really well written. And I just loved, I did love how, even though the show felt long and drawn out, they went full circle and they really, and they slowly got back on their feet. It wasn't like one thing. It was like these little moments. And then one day they just woke up and realized, you know what? Suddenly I am working full-time anesthesiology again. Like, how did that happen? You know, so, like, I think it just like slowly got there. And I thought that was really good.
Yeah. And I agree too, because with that also, they were, and I loved the progression. I think for the romance, it wasn't the main character in this.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't at all. So it was
friendship
them
was
having
more than
these,
the romance, honestly.
It was, they were so great as friends, and then it just
so
grew because they weren't attracted to each other in the beginning either. And so once they kind of were vulnerable with each other, that's when the feelings started, you know, becoming stronger. So that was really sweet to see. And then also with, in terms of relationships and, you know, having people on your side, I think her whole family just, it was, love them. Like, Bada,
let's talk about her family.
Like, we need to talk about
her
family right now.
Her mom.
Her mom, I think, was my favorite character in the show.
I think so too, actually.
She was, she was so good.
She was so good. And that's also another theme, though, is as I was thinking through the themes, one of the themes is you have to give people in your life some time for them to grasp your problems too, because I resonated with this too, because I felt like when I I've been saying, like, back in college I had a time of life, and I even had to come home from college for a whole month because I was weaning onto an antidepressant, and I was just so tired I like couldn't do class, and so I was very depressed. Like, I was literally physically depressed, and I had to come
home.
And
that wears on you, and you need
it wears
that time
on me,
to heal.
And it was, and I needed it to heal. And the fact, and people, and I had to learn these things that Hanul, especially Hanul, but also Chung-Woo were learning, was you can't rush it and you just have to heal. Like, you have to put your arm in a cast. If it breaks, you can't just rush that. You know, you have to do the same thing to your heart and your brain and your mind. And anyways, but one thing that was hard is, like, my parents, and I love my parents, but they were so protective of me and they love me so much that, since my injuries weren't physical, it was hard for them. And there were times where they said things that were kind of like, oh, that kind of hurts, but you don't mean to hurt me. You just want me to be better. They just wanted me to be better so badly. And I was like, I need time to be better. And I can't explain why. Mm-hmm. But they had never, like, taken, for example, they hadn't taken antidepressants themselves. So they didn't know what it was like to wean onto that or things like that. And something that I had to learn was, you just have to give sometimes you have to give people time and space for them to grasp your problems. You know, I feel like the mom was like that. Like, right when she got sick, she was like, you're not sick. And I was like, come on, mom. Like, I was like, you know, but the mom just loves Hanul so much. She needed, she just needed some time to realize. And she realized pretty fast, oh no, my daughter is sick. I don't understand it, but that's okay. I don't have to understand that, you know? And she was just great.
I felt that too, and I loved that scene just because that was, we didn't know anything of the mom when that scene happened, and when, when the mom, you know, when Hanul was telling her, like, I'm not well, like, I am not well, I need help, and then the mom But hearing, you know, and we didn't know that they were very close at this time. So
exactly. Yeah.
And we, but think about it, like, as a mother, hearing that your child's not doing well, you will internalize it and want to do anything in your power to fix it. So when she just said, when she said like, oh, no, no, you're not sick. Like, she was taking it personally, but this had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
Like the mother. And so then once she was able to process it and be like, okay, this is not me. I'm not a bad mom kind of thing. Okay. No, I just need to be, I need to be support my daughter. And so when she sent that text of like, I love you, I'm here for you, we'll help you get better, like, that was a big pivotal moment. And I just,
that was
it really was like, it still, oh, it gives me chills and it gets me a little emotional just because
it was good.
So good. And it was, she didn't mean to say like, oh, you're not sick kind of thing, but I think it wasn't, it had nothing to do with Hanul, it was her as the mother being a mama bear.
Oh, for sure. Because she's like, didn't I do everything to protect you from the world? It's like, you can't do everything. Like, you can't. Like, your daughter's an adult. Like, she's going to be out in the world and she's going to get injured. And I think it also shocked Hanul's family. I think sometimes mental illnesses shock your family members because you look fine. Mm-hmm. And then when you muster up the courage to say, I'm not fine, sometimes
it takes a lot.
People in your life have whiplash, even though you don't have whiplash. You know you're not fine, but the people in your life didn't know. And I think it breaks their heart. And I think that's hard for them to understand. And I think that was realistic in the show, because that's how I've experienced that in life as well. And I've had family members of my own also go through difficult mental illness and just hard things in life. And it whiplashes you. Even though it took them a long time to tell you, and they're not whiplashed. They knew, you know, like, they're in a different stage of the processing than you are.
Yeah.
You know?
And then they were so shocked. Her family was so shocked because she was always fine, or to their, in their perspective, she was fine. She even was like, I'm fine, you know, and like nothing. So she had no time to feel. So when she said, hey, I'm not fine, then they're like, wait, no, you got all A's in high school. You did well in college. You are the top anesthesiologist, like all of these things. What? You know, kind of thing. So then when they heard that, but they took a step back, and then they were so welcoming and so supportive.
Oh, they're so good. I loved even like their clumsy way of being like, I heard that cabbages help with depression. I'm gonna plant some of those. Or they're like Googling what helps with depression, which is kind of silly. Like, depression's very like wide and vast, but like they were trying so hard, clumsily trying to be there for her, which was just really, and they gave her so much time. Like, they just gave her so much space, you know? Mm-hmm. With the mom, too, oh my gosh. And I loved how they got into this, too. Bada has this core belief that he's not as good as Hanul. Mm-hmm. And I loved that scene near the end. Once again, it's good I watched the last couple episodes. I think this is the last episode.
I'm really glad you watched
it. This is actually a really good scene.
You're like, wow.
You know, they were actually important episodes. But Bada was out spending his hard-earned money on his mom and trying to buy her like luxury bags and stuff. And then they're having milkshakes together. And Bada like voiced a belief he has. Like, he voiced this belief of like, I'm the lesser kid. And the mom was like, oh my gosh, no. Like, you're my Bada. You're my sweet ocean. Like, I love you. Like, they had that important conversation of, you're not the lesser kid. What do you like? That's not true. But I think he needed to hear that from the mom. So they even got into his story a little bit, which I just thought.
And it was really sweet. Good. And I know he kind of had a light bulb moment after the surgery, too. And then he was like, I need to get my life together. And then he finally realized like, oh, I want to, you know, and he loves his family. So just him knowing that he wants to be in the family business and help his uncle and kind of master his, you know, his soup recipe or mignon or whatever it was called. It just shows like this is the perfect job for him because he's at home. He can still chill at home and then he can work and all the things.
The uncle's going to be busy with his new girlfriend anyway, so.
You mean the girlfriend that we thought was for Bada? Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I was like, how old are you, lady? That's what I want to know. You look great if you're old. I don't know. Okay. What else? Yo.
Okay. Well, we can talk. We talked a little. I mean, we went through Hanul. We can talk about Jungwoo, but Jungwoo. Yeah. He did have wonderful outfits.
Oh my gosh, his like fashion! I wrote this year. His fashion,
best
was
dressed
insane.
Maybe for 2024. As of right now, I know that's a hot, that is a hot take.
That's a hot take because it's only March, but like we will be doubling back on him at the end of the year awards because he was dressed freaking good. It's like all his like loungewear. Oh, and
but
his hair was so attractive.
And he,
Park Hyun Sook looked phenomenal in this drama. He was pure man. He was so swoony. You know, mm-hmm. I think he was like, I mean, he's been in drama since like Strong Woman, obviously. But I feel like this is, I didn't watch soundtrack number one, so maybe this was the same actually. But I know he did like Happiness, which was like a thriller and wasn't a rom-com, mm-hmm. you know. And this wasn't a rom-com either, but this was like a return to him from like, he honestly played kind of the same character he played in Strong Woman in a lot of ways.
Like just when he acted Aikyo, out things.
The mm-hmm. acted out. And I feel like it was him saying, this is still me, but also I'm a man now, so swoon over me. I'm like, I will. You look great. Like,
you look great.
You look great.
And I loved how his character was so, I feel like the roles were reversed in this. I feel like the rough around the edges character was Hanul, and he yep. was the character that was more emotional. And yes. Just, he really... Hanul needed him, and then he needed her too, but I feel like Hanul needed him more.
I think so too. Yeah.
And then like Jungwoo, sometimes he's like, oh, I need her. Oh, I'm going to miss her. Oh, this. But yeah. But he was totally fine though too. So he doesn't, I don't know if he didn't give himself as much credit, more credit than he deserved.
Yeah. I think Jungwoo honestly was the loneliest character in the show because Hanul I think was a little more emotional, not emotional, she needed him more, he was more emotional, but I think she needed him more because she knew what it was like to like be loved, like her family loves her, and he was the loneliest person, like
yeah,
his family
I take that
sucked
back. Yeah,
his family
was
sucked.
Awful.
So but yeah. In that I think you're right that he like could have gone the rest of his life without Hanul because he was just used to not having anybody. Yeah. I think he was like floored that he had someone. He like found family for him. Like he
and
loved her family.
He loved
and he
it.
Wanted
and
to
he just
keep living in their rooftop. He's like, I'm not leaving. Yeah. Like even though I have money, yeah. No chance. You know, like no I love chance. Living up here. So in that sense, and they never closed that storyline of him and his mom and his dad. I guess. I mean, his mom just sucked. I'm fine. They didn't spend time on her because she was horrible.
Yeah, they lived in the United States. Something yeah.
Her,
you know, and he
the dad
just,
was like some high yeah. position in the yeah. medical world there,
and yeah. So I do want to mention though with him and his character with Kyungmin Mr. Glasses, yes. just
Mr.
because
Buff glasses,
yes, yeah. like and he looked great, like he was
like, did
I'm
we
like,
need that Kyungmin shirtless scene? No, but
no,
we got one.
But we got one.
I was
and
like,
I'm
who's
thankful,
showering
maybe.
Right now? I don't know. So I didn't need to find yeah. him hot, but he was, so it's yeah. fine.
I just felt like with him, they threw so much at us. And then we finally realized that, you know, I think Kyungmin did care for Jungwoo. Like, he totally did.
I think so.
But then with this whole, then they added this whole situation and he was resentful because his dad died. And then he was resentful of his awful parents, which were awful. They were awful.
Then there was the double like, truck of death, white truck of death.
Like, why?
Hospital.
Why?
And I just... You know when she got into the hospital and she was like dying. Like bones have punctured the lungs literally within a week. Like she was
but
fine.
She was walking around.
She was fine. She had some scratches on her eye, her like face maybe. But I'm like, that wasn't your main issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt plot, reaching for plot, that's what that was.
Yeah. And with like Kyungmin though too, and I felt like he genuinely loved Jungwoo, and then Jungwoo just loved and worshiped the ground Kyungmin walked on. Yeah. So I felt like it was so sad because I know that like we kind of didn't need that death
oh my gosh,
scene
when he was like, I can't even do it without choking
like I just what? Yeah. And so
it was very dramatic.
But like when he died, I just thought it was not fair for Jungwoo because I felt like he needed closure with Kyungmin. He needed the closure because, yes, he's mourning someone he loved, but then also he has like this trauma because this guy was betraying him too. But then, you know, so he was going back and forth in terms of like, should I be grieving? Should I not be grieving? Kind of thing.
But I know.
Like, you know, and that's why I love that scene with Hanul's mom and him when he was like on the verge of tears and he felt like he was crying. And then she was like, you know what? You can cry. He meant a lot to you. You are fine.
Exactly.
You can cry and this is okay. You need this time. Even though he did some bad things, like he meant a lot to you the majority of your life.
Oh yeah, no, like emotions will demand to be felt. So if he feels sad because his friend died, he can feel relieved at the same time, but he's gonna feel sad at the same time. Like, and I think complex emotions are the worst because you don't know what to do.
And he didn't know what to do. And he
didn't know what to do.
At that moment, he needed like a mom, and he doesn't have one, honestly. And so she was there. And
so team best character in the show. Hanul's mom, we love her. She was so good.
So, yeah.
She was so good. Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then their relationship. So, like, Jungwoo and then Hanul's relationship. I just loved how it steadily progressed and they were friends first and then there was love. And so and it was so cute because at the end, Jungwoo was like, I love her. Like, I want to get married to her. And then everything, what I thought was so great is there was no miscommunication there. It was, someone liked each other, they're like, oh, I like you. Oh, can I hold your hand? She's like, yeah. Yeah, you can hold my hand.
This is great. It was refreshing.
Great.
I loved how they like were playing like pretty princess by the end because she's wearing all these jewels he bought her like at the proposal scene. Because he's freaking out and she's wearing the earrings, she's wearing the necklace, she's wearing the bracelets. And I mean, this proposal was kind of swoony, actually, just because what he said. He was like, he literally said, be my family, be my lover, my friend, and my wife, too. I was like, sure, I will.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we get in line? Because I, yes.
I mean, it was hot. Whenever they say the word wife, I'm like, wife. I mean,
wife-a?
Just, you know.
No, wife-a?
I am woman. I am woman.
We are woman.
That's how I felt at that moment. Then he goes, she gets a call. He goes, tell him you have the night shift.
Stop it right now.
Stop it. Although it was funny because I think it was episode 14 and we were watching this together or something. She like went to kiss him or something and they like got really awkward about it. I was like, are you together? I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
They danced around. I'm like, why do you feel so awkward kissing him?
Yeah. I feel like for her, she wasn't doing life for high school, college, or in her career. So I feel like a lot of the things, like there was some social cues that she did not know.
Okay, fair enough.
And so maybe that's probably what it was, but he was all for it. Like he just thought she was the cutest little thing.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It's okay to not be okay because I'm watching that right now. But the male lead, the male lead in that show, he's like 30 and gorgeous and seems like a man, but at the same time, he's genuinely like a child. Like he lost all these years of normal life. And so even though he's dating her now, sometimes I'm like, you act so like weird about like, you know, just these
innocent,
normal dating things.
Just
but
innocent.
He's just so innocent in it. We'll review that later.
I'm so excited.
Later.
I've been
I'll
waiting
talk forever
for this
about
moment.
That show. It's
I know.
So good.
Maddie, isn't it so good?
Christina, you literally were like, you need to watch this. And
I've been
when we watched the first episode. You've been saying it. You've been saying it
for a while. But
I'm making my parents watch it.
It's,
I'm
isn't
make
it?
My parents watch
they're
going
to love it.
ASAP.
They're going to love it.
ASAP. And, like, it's the next one they have to watch.
It's a 5 out of 5 for me. Remember when we talked about
it?
Best of the best for me, one of them.
It's going to be on that list for me when
it's so good. Anyways, I'm so sorry.
Okay, let's talk.
Okay.
I have some favorite scenes from this drama. Can I talk about my favorite scenes?
Okay, are we going to talk about the favorite scenes or are we going to talk about the secondary leads? What are we going
to
do first?
We need to talk about... let's do secondary leads first.
Okay, and then we'll do favorite scenes.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I started off not liking either of them. By the end of the show, I really liked their whole thing.
I loved them.
Around the time where they bought bras together, I said,
like,
we're in.
Like,
love this.
Yeah.
Love
then,
this.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, too, because at first, like, Hongran felt like she was not that good of a friend in the beginning. When Hanwoo was like, hey, yeah, I think, you know, I have depression. She's like, don't we all?
Literally, Hanwoo tried so hard to, like, muster up the courage. She's like, yeah, me too, sister. High five. Yeah. I was like, no. But at the same time, that might have been realistic, so it's fine.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, like, they both are not the lovey-dovey characters. I feel like the bromance with Daeyoung and Wanwoo. Oh, Wanwoo. Hi, Elle.
Wanwoo?
No. I get Wanwoo. I get Wanwoo and Ooyoung. No.
Joshua Hong?
No.
What?
I always. I know this
72
is a side note.
Right here.
I get the names mixed up. Ooyoung and Wanwoo. Elle knows this. We talk about this all the time.
That's fine. Hi, okay,
anyway,
hi,
but yes.
Hi, Ooyoung.
So, yeah, no. With Hanwoo and
the bromance.
The bromance is so lovey-dovey, and it's one of the best parts of the show.
I loved it so much.
So good.
At first I was so confused by it, because they didn't tell us they were best friends until, like, episode 13 or something. Like, it was hinted that they didn't go into the whole story.
More like halfway.
Okay, fine. But it took a while, so I was like, what's this dude's deal?
Yeah. But it was cute, though, too. I loved Daeyoung. He was great at first, and he was great all around. I've had other dramas that I've seen with him, and he's always the weenie character, and so it was so refreshing to see that he was actually, and he was so cute and nerdy. And then in the beginning, you think that he's all jealous of Jungwoo,
yes.
But it's not even that. He was
for
like
being
his
the
biggest
Neo 2
number
star.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
he was his number one fan. I liked it how it was like episode one and all of his nurses are like, do we have any patients? What are we doing? He's like, no patients. We don't have anyone coming to our clinic today. Live with it. They're like, why do we work here? Why do we work here?
I love it. And then, like, even with Hanwoo and Hongran, they're not lovey-dovey, so I feel like they were just kind of the men of the relationship. So then after time went on, I was like, okay, I understand her. She's just kind of rough around the edges, and then they were more of the sentimental, sensitive type. I loved how they were both single parents. And my favorite thing is that they did not bring in their exes. Like, that was not part of the plot. And I thought that was really, really great.
Right. Plus, they had a lot of scenes where they didn't even bring in the kids. They were just hanging out with each other. Now, the kids were part of it. I mean, when he was, like, playing with the ants with the little 4-year-old or 5-year-old. And then the 5-year-old, like, draws a picture of him with the ants. I said, great. Like, I see why she fell for him. Like, come on.
I mean, and I would too,
I loved how he had a teenage daughter. Like, that added a whole new element to where she was like, dude.
And he was
she
so
needs
nerdy.
Bras. Like, she needs money to go buy cool desserts. Like, she needs all these things. And I love how the teenage daughter, like, caught on. She's like, this is the woman that's getting me all these things, isn't it? You know, like, she needs that. The teenage daughter needs that. It was good. The SOS stickers. I love the SOS stickers.
Oh, it was so
cute. Those were adorable.
That was just their excuse to be hanging out.
Oh,
like, that 100%. Was totally it.
The only thing I missed is we didn't get, like, a kiss or, like, anything. I wish
we
got.
I mean, he did. He ended. I know.
He tripped.
Like, that trip was so lame. That was lame.
It was anticlimactic. We say this as professional K-drama reviewers.
We have a K-drama podcast, so we can say this.
Here's the thing. Anyone can have a K-drama podcast, but we do. So we're professionals.
We're professionals
anyone
here.
Anyone can start one.
17 right here.
17 right here. I think we missed that. But at the same time, I got the closure of, like, this is cute. Because they had those cute conversations and those cute, like, we're together kind of moments. But, no, they were... That was actually a good part of the show. Plus, just to say it, The last couple episodes, I was relying on their plot line to keep me going.
Yeah. And I thought,
everything else had stopped.
His confession was super cute. And then I loved when the best friends, like the Hanul and Jungwoo, were both calling their best friend, and they were actually in the same room, which is
so good. They were both making excuses, and then they're like eating breakfast together.
That's so like great. they're making like grape wine. So cute. I thought they were so great. And I want to subscribe to his YouTube channel. Like, first of all, where did he get all these toys and puppets?
I was like, this is either great or like a really bad YouTube channel. I can't tell. I think she's his only subscriber. I thought it was hilarious how she accidentally subscribed to him at the beginning too.
He subscribed
to me. She's like, no, I didn't. Who are you? He was just derpy. He was derpy in like a cute, a cute way.
Yeah, there was no like attraction between them in the beginning, and it honestly grew out of them finding, you know, learning about each other, which is so cute.
Parents and
I
have a comment that this show, it lacked in a good way. In a good way, you know how in Castaway Diva he's like, "You're lacking gloominess. You're lacking seriousness," and it's like a compliment. Do you remember that?
Yes, okay. Yes.
This show was lacking in some things, and that's a good thing. So it was lacking tropiness. So, like, for example, like, there was that scene where the crazy, like, aunt lady, who was horrible, toxic, came to the restaurant, and there she's, like, talking with the mom and Jungwoo and Hanul and things like that, and then she was, like, it was clearly setting up the scene for Jungwoo and Hanul to, like, pretend they're dating. Like, in any other drama, it would have been like, oh, we are dating. Oh, because the mom, that's right, the mom, Hanul's mom, like, lied and said, oh, Hanul has a boyfriend or whatever. And then the aunt comes in like, oh, is this her boyfriend? And I was like, oh, here we go. Like, as much as I loved fake dating, I was like, I don't need it. And then it didn't go there. They're like,
it was
no,
great.
We're not dating.
It's great.
I was like, oh, great, okay. And then another scene was when they went to watch the sunrise. And there was no so sunrise.
Cute. That was so cute.
I was like, that's realistic. And then they went back later. It was great.
This show is just a walking green flag. And I loved how there was just like realistic things that were happening. I will say, though, there is one scene which I know I'm jumping ahead. But what about that car scene? What were we in the same room together when we watched that car the car
scene?
She
on a car wreck?
No. When they went to Busan, right? And then
she was
in the front.
So weird.
Bada didn't do anything, but he was driving.
And he was stuck in the back in between the mom and the uncle.
And
then you're like,
the
Maddie,
mom.
It's because she got in a car wreck. Her ribs are healing. I said, oh, that's right. I forgot because she seems fine.
Yeah.
It had its moments. It has. I mean, it's a K-drama at the end of the day. So, I have a few favorite scenes, although maybe I already
Let's
said.
Let's go.
Maybe I already said Let's most see. Of them, actually, now that we're talking about this.
I think we're good.
Okay, I talked about the failed sunrise. I just thought that was a great scene.
What else you have?
Them taking meds together. I already talked about that too. I loved that. I loved the card game in the hotel. I mean, that was spicy.
That was so great.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Then they like were staying overnight, and he was like so into her, and he's like, can we just play cards? Because he couldn't sleep and he had a nightmare. I like how they went to the arcade and that kind of became their little
thing.
That
was sweet.
And all
that
they did was
so
play
cute.
Tetris.
It's so cute.
It was great.
Like, I would do that.
The proposal was great. I thought her filling out that little mental health questionnaire at the counseling office was really realistic.
You mean in the beginning or the end? I love that they did it at the end
it
again.
It was both. It was both. Because the first time I ever had to fill out one of those mental
I have to
health,
do one too.
One of those questionnaires, I hated it. Because you're sitting there like, I feel like I'm going to answer. Like, I don't want to admit that I feel this way or this way or this way or this way. And it's like, so I just always hated it. But then that was just like really realistic that they put that into the show, and then how she filled it out at the end, and she like could honestly say the differences. But also it wasn't the end of the world that she, her first questionnaire admitted that she was struggling, you know, but I think the fact that they included that into the show was very realistic. I liked that.
I loved that. And it was so cool because it's the same questionnaire. And
yeah.
At the beginning, she was feeling all the emotions and just felt so just helpless. And then at the end, she's still dealing with the same things. And she's like, I can handle it. Like, I know that things could maybe get bad again, but I feel like I have all the coping mechanisms and I know what to do now. And I think I'll still be okay. And she's like thinking about her life and she's thinking about Jung-woo and then her family and then her job and all those things that used to be so stressful for her are not stressful anymore because she took the time to really focus on her. You know, worry about herself.
Here's the thing is they will, if these were real people, they will be in another slump at one point in their life. Like, it's going to happen.
But now she now she knows what to do.
Yes. But I think this show was their first slump. It was them learning these basics. Because next time Hanul as a person or Maddie, you know, me or whoever.
Or Christina.
Like down the road, Christina goes through another slump, which we will. It's going to be different because it's like, oh, I've been to counseling. I've been down this road. So there's less barriers to beat down. It's a lot more of leaning. Actually, now that I'm saying that, I've been through more than one slump in my life, you know, in my 20s. And as they go on,
haven't we all? Yeah, absolutely.
They get in a way, not easier, but less scary because it's like, I've been here before and I've healed before. I've been through it and I've gone out of it. And that really helps you because the first time you don't know if you'll heal. You've never been down and back up. You know what I'm saying? And Hanul and Jung-woo have come out of it. And anyways, if they were real people, you know, down the road, they would be using
it. Yeah, but I mean, it was so real because all of that actually happens.
Oh, 100%.
100%. And so just it was so refreshing, but the drama was, it just, as I keep saying, it's always healthy. It's a healthy drama and it really showed things. Yes. And there wasn't major extremes that happened between them. Like in their world, yes, it was extreme, but I'm just saying not like it wasn't a drama like that is so intense and it's all this. No, this was just a slice of life, real life drama, and we didn't get that in 2023. And
no, everyone's throwing in all these fantasy elements in 2023.
I know.
Listen, no, but it was good. I would 100% recommend this drama, and not like to everyone, but like to certain people.
Yeah,
I would be like, go watch this drama.
One of my favorite scenes is when she was supposed to go to America for that one job.
Oh, but then
they said he like revoked the offer. And then old Hanul would have been like crying or internalizing it, saying like, what did I do wrong? And then, but it actually had nothing to do with that. And I love that she spoke up for herself.
She spoke up for herself. She said that was not great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, she said to him, she said that you really threw me for a loop on that one. You know, like that you shouldn't have offered it to me. You know,
yeah, if you were thinking of having someone else do it anyway, why? Because I was looking forward to it. I planned it out. I did all these things and it was a very hard decision to decide. And then me saying yes and then you taking it away like for the future, you know, just, you know, and I loved that. I loved that.
And then she moved on. Like she was sitting at her desk and she was like, you know what? It's okay. And I think the fact that she was able to move on is because she spoke up. And she let it hurt her.
She's grown. Like, that was a big moment. She let
it hurt her. It hurt her feelings. And she acknowledged that. And she had the conversation she needed to have. And she admitted it to Jung-woo and her family. And then she said, okay, I can move on because I'm not stuffing it in.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just a huge difference compared to, and I know this is not the same, but it was kind of showing a little bit of parallels in when Kyungmin took her thesis or her writing or whatever he did. And then he was like, I took it. I took credit. And then, you know, she tried to say something, but she didn't say anything. Yep. And yeah. this was something else, even though that has it's completely different and it's not as extreme. She still extreme, spoke up and said,
yeah.
hey, like, I was planning for
new
this.
New Hanul wouldn't let herself get into the situation she was in. With the Jung-U. That's the thing. Not Jung-U, with Kyungmin. That's the thing. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that she has Jung-U. And she has the support and she has these relationships where they talk about they real just, life and they move through them as they happen. Yeah.
They give each other strength. It's so great. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? Yeah. This show's a great show. The more that we're reviewing it, the more I'm like,
would you still give it 3.9?
I would. That's on the Maddie scale. That's on my scale.
Oh, I mean, like, no, I'm just, no, I'm curious, like, after talking about it, because I know.
You know it's me, a, like, you I have, like,
no, you don't I need like to explain yourself. I respect what you think.
Yeah. I think for what it was trying to accomplish, though, it did it really well. And it was, the only problem is it was drawn out. That was the only issue. Being said, like, I only want to watch one of a drama like this, and then I want to go watch, like, six stupid ones, and then I want to come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I prefer other genres.
Go finish Chicken Nugget now.
Nah. I said stupid, not...
Oh.
Trash. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, I do like a little more drama in my dramas. I like a little more drama in my dramas. But this
you're
was
loving,
really great.
It's okay to not be okay.
See, that one, just to pitch it.
Has everything.
It has everything.
I love how you're pitching it. You're like, just to pitch it. I'm like, I've been telling you to watch it for 2 years.
Everything. It has the emotional, it has the plot, it has the drama, it has the hot male lead boy. Who even is he? She's the most beautiful part of the show, though. She is gorgeous. The male
lead. Did you already get to the part where...
Oh, yeah, I got to the... Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
I loved that. Oh, my gosh. And that he was doing the... I was like... Oh.
Yeah, and he was... After that, he was whipped.
I said, how did you learn how to chick that well? But you know what? People are going to be like, what?
I mean, that's good. Wait. This has nothing to do with anything. We're talking about
so
cutting
bad.
Hair. It sounds like it sounds so bad.
Hair.
Cutting
it
hair.
Was, how did you learn
okay, we should have said that at the beginning.
How did you learn to do that so well?
we got to listen back to that. It sounds
like. I love
like, that. No, literally, we're talking about.
Do it again. Okay, yeah. Hair cutting. It was cutting her hair. Cutting hair. He was very good at it.
Well, do you have any final words, ma'am?
You know what? I don't think I do. I think we've said everything. I'm looking through my notes here, and I said everything I wrote down. I actually said everything I wrote down. One thing.
Go ahead.
I wrote down, life has seasons. They come and
they go. Wow. You know what? Wow. Great
job.
No,
they do. They come and they go. And when you're in a winter... Spring's
no,
gonna
I'm
come.
Joking.
You don't have to.
I know.
You don't
I
have
understand.
To force it to come. It's gonna come. And time went, and came and went for Jung-U and Hanul. And by the end, they were in the spring. They started, and it was like end of
and
fall.
Then
and it was winter was starting. You know, and they just had to let time do its thing, and they had to lean into their healing so they didn't get stuck.
Yeah, and then also too,
they moved on.
They, I'm pretty sure it was this drama. It was, they said, like, sometimes people come and go in your life. And so, like, Kyungmin, like, left. Like, he was in your life for this pivotal moment, but then he left. And then some people stay. And then I love how Hanul and Jung-woo, even at the end, it was left up into our interpretation because they were fine. Like, we knew that they were going to be okay.
Yeah. So. And I feel confident as a viewer that they're going to be okay.
Like,
you know,
so
like,
good.
I think,
and it just all around, it was a great drama. Would recommend.
It took care of its watchers. I'm like, I feel like I was taken care of. Like, I know my
just,
characters are going to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And it was nice to not have like a drama that went back in time or, you know.
It was refreshing.
So.
And in conclusion,
I loved
it. Watch It's Okay to Not Be Okay. And
but that's the
17
same.
Right
that's
here.
So, 17 right here. No, but I love seriously, when it came out, because I watched it back when it came out in 2020, it blew up.
I know it did. And I didn't watch it at the time because I was like just getting into the dramas at that time, I think. And I was too busy watching like Startup, my favorite drama of all time, things like that. So I just kind of like,
but I feel like this is going to be in your top. It is.
And by this, we mean it's okay to not be okay.
And I can't wait to review it with you. I can't wait. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be the best review ever. Anyways. Well, thanks, anyway. Christina. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Kamsahamnida, Boon.
I hope you can find our socials after Christina's pitch from earlier.
Because I do such a great job. Go ahead, redo it.
No, Christina, how do you get to our socials? I want you to do it.
Okay, we go to Instagram and you say yugirl_kdramapod.
Oh my gosh, she did it. This you is what we call growth. She leaned and into her misunderstandings and she moved on.
And then like when you click on it, there's like a little icon that says JK and you can like see all the JK parts.
Well, that's one of the icons says 17 right here.
I know. I have to do another poll though. I feel like that was fun when hearing about, I want to hear what people's favorite dramas are. And do some other things because I love hearing like when I said, okay, tell me your favorite
Ji Chang Wook.
And I was just so pleasantly surprised. I loved that.
I want to hear everyone's favorite scenes from It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll do something like that. Yeah. We have to. So good. I love the older brother. Man. Isn't the older brother and the female lead the greatest? Did you get to the part where they were fighting?
Yes, I think so. They fight a lot.
With feathers and with pillows.
Oh, yes. But they in conclusion, Mangtae is my favorite character. Sangtae, Kangtae, Mangtae.
That little doll. Oh my gosh, so cute.
All right, we got to close it down because people are going to be like, this is not about Dr. Slump. Thank you guys for listening so much. Thank you. And this has been a pleasure. Thanks, Christina. You're the best.
The bees knees. I mean, I missed you. Last week you were with me. Pajamas. We were hanging. You know, I'm allergic to cats, so we have to say dog's pajamas.
Yeah, me too.
We could say, how can I order JK's pajamas?
On that note, we are literally done. I'm closing it down. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Annyeong.